Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, guess what?
What?
KFC.
Yeah, they Barstool?
They just dropped the...
Or the restaurant?
The restaurant.
Oh,
KFC,
okay, yeah.
The baseline fried chicken.
Yeah.
They just dropped finger licking good from its slogan because of coronavirus.
Shut up!
Yeah, man. Maybe I should have saved that for What the Hell News.
God damn it!
I just had to break up the monotony.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Cherokee, what is your feelings on KFC dropping finger licking good from their slogan?
Yeah, your opinion matters.
That is terrible because everything should be finger looking good if it's finger looking good. I mean, that's
yeah.
Ridiculous. Why would they do
even
that?
Even like a homeless man's butt?
Well, if it's finger looking good to someone, then yeah. You can keep it that way, I suppose.
You're gross, dude.
That's a really sick
What's
take,
wrong with
Cherokee?
You, man? Come on,
You're
dude.
Mentally ill.
Come on, bro.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go that direction, but I mean,
yeah, right.
Very difficult situation.
Yeah. I just don't understand.
Yeah, freaking right.
You know what I mean?
Hey, why would they drop that?
Because of coronavirus. Can't be sticking your fingers in your mouth.
Yeah, bro.
Coronavirus.
Yeah, bro.
Dog.
Oh my God, I gotta go.
Oh, bye.
Sunny B Show. How can I help you?
Later.
All right. Bye. Peace out.
Hey.
No. Johnny B Show. What's up?
Uh oh.
I just want to let you know that the finger licking good sauce is not finger licking good. I'd rather get honey mustard all day long.
How about you just don't go to KFC? Gross.
No, KFC's baseline.
Thank you so much.
Bye, man. Go to Publix. All right. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey there. This is Marine Rob.
Oh, man, thank God you called. What's going on, bud?
I was just wondering, whatever those psychedelics or whatever that Cherokee's taking,
oh
is he
God.
Sharing?
I don't know, man. I don't know if you want to take anything of that strength. I mean, you may never come back from that vision quest. It's crazy.
All right, later, buddy.
Later.
He went for that angle, too, on Friday, didn't he?
I think. Yeah.
And it kind of bombed the first time. But he's like, yeah. You know what? I'll try it again.
Yeah, I got this.
Maybe Monday we'll
start
it out fresh.
More useless facts about the Tampa Bay area. Did you know Elvis only played in Tampa one time? And there's a very famous picture, what they call the tonsil photo, where he's got his guitar, he's wearing his white suit, and he's like singing with his mouth wide open. It's a young, kind of spry, before the opioids, fat Elvis.
Mm.
That was filmed in Tampa.
Really?
That picture was taken in Tampa. Hell yeah, dude. Pretty cool. But yeah, that's another useless, stupid Tampa fact for you fine folks. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hello, sexy people.
Oh, my God. It's Ricky Waters.
Ricky.
What's up?
Don't ever stop talking about fried chicken, please.
No, it's a cornerstone of the show.
I had chicken simmering on the stove when you said, all we talk about is fried chicken.
It's true.
I love chicken.
I know. Who doesn't? You know, if I ever met someone, it's like, yeah, I'm not really a fan of fried chicken. I think I would block them from everything. My life,
that's
from Twitter.
Offense.
You know what I mean? That's very blockable.
Well, I tried to give chicken up for a while, and I did lose weight, but God damn, it's so good.
It really is. It really. If they ever find, like, a way to fry chicken and take the calories and all the fat and everything out of it, it would be the greatest food ever made.
It would.
Mm. You know what? I'm willing to die early for it. I'm willing to die early for
Me
it.
Me too.
I'm telling you, I've had to talk with my son. I've told him, you know, at my eulogy, you make sure nobody cries. You tell him, do not feel sorry for my dad. He lived way longer than he should have, and he ate a lot of damn bacon and a lot of fried chicken and a lot of naughtiness. He had a happy life. You guys go eat your kale and jog and enjoy your 75 years of misery.
Right.
Yeah. As I said, that, my chest hurt. That was weird.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that was weird.
Stay sexy. Love you guys.
You too. Love you. Bye.
Hey, Ricky.
Yeah. Way to sexy up the show, Ricky Waters. Here's a fact that I knew. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it took 32 seasons for them to get a kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yeah, dude.
I was at that game.
Morgan Spurlock.
No.
What?
Michael Spurlock.
Michael Spurlock, yeah.
Yeah, it's very.
I had the last name right.
Yeah.
I remember watching. I watched it live.
I was at the stadium.
I was so excited. It was like we went in the Super Bowl again.
I was pissed because I was at the stadium, and my weight caused me to actually not see it happen live because I was at the concession stand. I was like, I walked through the tunnel. I'm standing in the concession stand, and I hear everybody going crazy, and I look up at the monitor, and I'm watching Michael Spurlock run that touchdown back, and I was like, oh, F.
That was such a big – because that was something they always brought up, that the Buccaneers had never returned a
kick. It was a monkey on our back,
now,
man.
Aaron Stecher, didn't he return one as well, but it got called back or something? Or was that a punt return?
I think
return,
it was a punt
maybe?
Return, yeah.
Remember it being a big deal, and then it got called back.
Yeah, but that Michael Spurlock was awesome. That was great.
Yeah, that was amazing.
90 yards against the Falcons.
And then you never had to hear the Buccaneers never returned a kick.
Well, no. After that, they started going, the Buccaneers have only had one kickoff return for a touchdown. And I got so pissed. I was like, shut up. Like,
I'm going to watch it right now. This is so weird because the video is so bad.
Yeah, but you got to get.
Returning the kick with Michael Spurlock.
There he is.
Yeah.
Here he goes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's got the corner. He's got the corner. He's going down the sideline. Yeah!
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have returned a kickoff for a touchdown.
Amazing. It's like watch it all over again.
What announcer was that?
Kurt Menefee, I think.
Okay, yeah, he's fine. But have you ever heard the radio replay
with Gene Deckerhoff?
Oh my God! Run, Michael! Run, Michael! Run, Michael! Run! Hold on, let me find it real quick, cause that is awesome. Hold on, let's see here. Da 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 da. I need to get the I need to get the Deckerhoff screaming it. Damn it!
I wonder if this is it. No, it's not.
No, Deckerhoff, Spurlock. Yeah, it's really really good though. Yeah, he's really really good. Because Deckerhoff's a man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay!
Yeah.
Fire the cannons, the Buccaneers!
Is he still the radio guy?
Yes!
Yeah? And he does Florida State games, too, right?
Yes! He's the voice of the Seminoles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers!
Fantastic.
Fire those cannons! Touchdown, Tampa Bay! I'm Gene Deckerhoff.
Man, they don't have the radio call on YouTube.
I'm 75 years old! Gene Deckerhoff.
He's only 75?
I don't know. Fire the cannons. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you? Hello.
Hi, what are you doing?
Who's this?
Well, it's Mama Grells, except earlier I called, and I said it was Jackie because I thought I was just on hold. I called so many times today, and no one answered. And
I'm sorry. You're on hold right now. I'm the phone screener, Gene Deckerhoff.
Well, I'm calling back again.
Hello, who are you?
I'm just somebody named Mama Grouse. Who are you?
I'm Gene Deckerhoff. Fire the cannons.
Are you a recording or are you really?
Yeah. I'm a real man. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Fire the cannons.
I'm Yosemite Sam, dude. You can't be Yosemite Sam.
What do you look like? Would I want to score a touchdown on you? Should I raise my flags?
Well, are they red, white, and blue?
Touchdown, Tampa Bay! All right, you're really boring. Bye.
One call a night, please.
727-579-1025.
All right.
Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
I just want to say that my girlfriend bought an Atlantic Falcon shirt for my four-month-year-old baby.
Gross.
And I told her to throw it away because that's not a real team.
Yeah, dude, that is like a relationship ending type of thing. You got to make sure that you keep things right in your house.
We burnt that jersey.
Good.
So just so you know, the Atlanta Falcons, that's not even a real team. I told
no.
you, and we burnt it and we sent it 10 feet under.
Next time you wipe your butt with that jersey and you go touchdown Tampa Bay. All right, fire can. Johnny B. Shaw can help you.
Hey, Johnny, what's up, man?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Sam.
Hey, what's up, Sam? How can I help you?
The video that Will was just playing has the Gene call in the second half of that video.
Oh,
does it?
Oh, Yeah. That's such a good call. Am I right, Sam? All right, peace out. Oh. There it is.
Back to return at Spurlock. Michael Spurlock at the 10. He's to the 20. He's to the 20.
Run, Michael, run.
To the 30. To the 40-yard line. We could see history. 50, 40. To the 30-yard line. Run, Michael. Run, Michael. Run, Michael. Run. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. There you go. What a win.
Goosebumps, dude.
How about that?
Right?
Wow, Gene. That was his textbook. TJ and I were talking about.
And Michael Spurlock has put himself into Tampa Bay history.
I don't care. Joe Buck, nobody can do what Degerhoff does. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's going to be a sad day when you retire. It's like the Lightning dude. He retired as well, TV guy.
Yeah.
I forgot his name, but it's going to be weird not hearing him call any more games on Sun.
Yeah,
you know?
That's pretty good. I remember, like, even when I watched the Bucks Super Bowl game, I muted the TV and had the radio on because I wanted to only hear Degerhoff call the Super Bowl, and he murdered it. Mm. Murdered it when Derrick Brooks intercepted that ball. It was the best call ever. He's like, the dagger is in. We're going to win the Super Bowl. The best player in the NFL, Derrick Brooks. I was like, yeah. I was crying snot bubbles like a little bitch.
Do you hear the conspiracy with Callahan supposedly throwing the Super Bowl? Have you heard that conspiracy?
No. Sounds like a bitch ass.
I heard a podcast on it. I'll see if I can find it and send it to you.
Why would he throw it?
I don't know.
No, it didn't.
I don't remember, but that was a rumor that was going on.
No, here's what happened. We had the greatest defense that's ever played in the NFL. Maybe second to the 85 Bears. Maybe third if you want to throw in the 99 Ravens, right?
Here's a story from 2013. Jerry Rice agrees that Bill Callahan sabotaged the Super Bowl.
Jerry Rice played on that team that got its ass whooped.
Bill Callahan's Super Bowl conspiracy part one.
It's a BS. Here's what happened. We had the greatest defense ever, and John Gruden coached the team the year before. Callahan was his assistant. So Gruden knew all the checkdowns and everything. It was bad coaching on their part that he didn't, disguise their offense a little better. People were like, man, it looked like the Bucks knew the plays before they called them. Yeah, because we had the best defense ever, and they knew. Like, there's a video where John Lynch screams out because he saw the formation. They did their film study. He screams out to Dexter Jackson. I forget the name of the play, but he calls it out, like, before the ball snapped. And then they pick the ball off, and he goes, I told you. I knew that play was coming. That's film study. That's not cheating. That's not throwing a game. The Bucks are just better.
So the motive is, if we're going to accuse Callahan with essentially committing Raiders treason, we're going to have to build a strong case. The first part of building that case is finding a clear motive. This is tricky because the motive to throw the Super Bowl has to be so strong that it outweighs all the huge motivations for actually trying to win a championship. So loyalty to Gruden.
No.
That's some motive. Unhappy in Oakland.
BS.
He wasn't happy there. In search for greener pastures.
No coach is ever going to throw a Super Bowl. They may never get a chance.
I think it's unlikely to. But 100%. I thought it's an interesting conspiracy to kick around.
It sounds to me like bitterness. Like, the Raiders had it was the first time ever in a Super Bowl the number one offense went up against the number one defense. And you've probably heard the old adage, defense wins championships. It's true. The best defense is always going to win. It wasn't that way if you played like the 2000 Rams, who had the greatest show on turf. You know, they had a kind of a crappy defense, but they scored like 50 points a game. But the Bucks were better. Their defense was stifling. They just were the best. And the offense played the best game they did all year in that Super Bowl. So, sorry.
So some players agree with it and some don't.
Find a Bucks player that agrees with it.
Well, I'm sure there's none.
Exactly. Just
that would soil the leg. I mean, if you found out that.
Well, you know what else hurt him, too? One of their starting offensive linemen, a Pro Bowler, had like some sort of weird manic thing the weekend before the Super Bowl and was in like Tijuana. Ended up getting like benched for the game. So they had that happened. That hurt. You know,
Barrett Robbins ran off.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So that was bad. But put a backup offensive lineman up against Warren Sapp, Simeon Rice, Booger McFarland. You'll be fine. No, you won't. You'll lose. Jagoff. Anyway, the Bucks are better. Hey, another dumb fact. Remember Bishop Bullwinkle?
Yeah, of course.
Hail to the no, to the no, no. Tampa guy.
Yeah, I knew that.
A lot of people didn't know that. You know who else is a Tampa guy?
Who?
The hump did dance. Here's your chance to do the hump. Oh, Shock G. And by the way, Tupac was in his group back in the day as a dancer. Yeah, Shock G, Tampa guy. Yeah, I got all these Tampa facts, folks. People don't know. Do you know Tampa, as hot as it is, has never hit 100 degrees on a thermometer?
Wow.
Yeah. Now, it feels like temperature's like hell, but never. Uh-uh. Yeah. These are Tampa facts. A lot of these I already knew. A lot of them I already knew. Here's one I didn't know that I read. Babe Ruth hit his longest home run ever in Tampa, baby. Who knew?
Wow.
I did not know. Yeah. Apparently, the dinger took place in 1919 at a spring training game at Plant Field in Tampa.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Longest one, yeah. Who
I know he used to live in St. Pete, Babe Ruth.
Everybody did.
Down the street from me.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
The Babe?
Yeah, down on 22nd Avenue North.
Do you think he would be as good as he was then if he played now?
No, man.
I don't think so.
No, I don't even think he'd be on a team, tell you the truth.
And I hate to like, soil these legends and all that, but... And I don't want to make, like, some sort of a controversial statement that's going to piss people off, but I'm about to. I don't like records before everybody was allowed to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right.
But, there were, you know, when Babe Ruth played, it wasn't black people. There wasn't Hispanic people. There wasn't, let everybody play before you start, you know, calling people the greatest ever. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was the greatest for his era. He was awesome. But they should say that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I mean, there are such freaks now, athletic
I think he would suck
there.
Now. I'm not suck.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be average.
I think he'd be average.
I don't even think he'd be on a team, dude.
People are getting so mad right now. I don't care.
I don't care either.
I don't care, man. I think he would have a hard time making the Rays roster if he played in 2020.
You put Brian Scalapini on the Mavericks 10 years ago. And they were
who the hell's a
Brent?
Who's that?
He's the White Mamba.
Oh,
remember him?
Oh yeah,
redhead.
Dude, I've been watching a lot more NBA lately.
Yeah,
that Luka Doncic guy
for
Dallas.
The man, dude.
God, he's awesome.
He is really good.
You see him hit that game winner yesterday?
No.
Oh my God! Somebody in his face, dude. That was some Jordan-esque type of clutch stuff there.
He's got about the same stats that LeBron had at his age.
He's 21.
Yeah, he's the next superstar, next face.
It does kind of aggravate me though when people like his coach compared him to Larry Bird, and I'm like,
might be better than Larry Bird.
But why Larry Bird? Why is he comparing him to Larry Bird?
Oh, I see what you're
saying. You know what I mean?
You know what? That probably went through his head. Like, I don't want to compare him to a black guy because I'll be racist.
But you hear people calling Scotty Miller for the Bucks the next Julian Edelman,
right?
Because he's a short white guy.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Their style of play is completely different.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Julian Edelman's a slot guy, and Scotty Miller's an outside burner. He's a speed guy. He's a deep threat. Mm-hmm. Julian Edelman's not running down the field on deep routes.
Yeah,
he's a crossing pattern guy. Godwin's going to be more of the Edelman for, you know what I mean? He's probably going to play in the slot. Yeah. He's a big old slot. Love me some slots.
All right.
Bayshore Boulevard, longest continuous sidewalk in America. I knew that also.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude. A lot of people don't know that. Longest continuous sidewalk. Tampa sold more illegal booze than anywhere else in the country during Prohibition. Come on. Right?
Nice.
Baller. Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff about Tampa. The Sunshine Skyway Bridge, did you know this? Spans 3 counties. Yeah.
Didn't know that, nope.
Yeah, bro, yeah. It's like Pinellas, Hillsboro, and Manatee, I believe, the Skyway is all part of. Yeah, a lot of cool stuff, man. World's first scheduled passenger flight flew from St. Pete to Tampa in 1914.
Wow.
Man, we're going to post this up on the Johnny B Show page. You guys can get all these fun facts. And then when you have friends come in from out of town, you'd be like, damn, this guy knows all about some Tampa. Did you know that Jose Marti Park in Ybor City belongs to Cuba?
I did know that, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. savor a small hot or iced coffee. Then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6. All just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.